you want to run through the main machinery you have on site and what it does?
Yep, the turret punch is capable of doing. Oh, that punches a pattern into the sheet of steel. So we draw the product on AutoCAD, and we draw it in a flat pattern, and then we from there we program it into the turret punch machine, and put the sheet of steel in and bang, bang, bang it. It'll put all the different circles and squares and whatever other shapes it needs to cut out the two-dimensional pattern, which we will then take, fold up, and finish off into the final product. It's capable of doing 6 millimeter mild steel, but we don't do a lot above 3 millimeter. Just because we don't have the need for it, but it's capable of doing 6 millimeter. It's a good machine, especially for doing multiples of the same thing. So if we've got to make 100 brackets exactly the same, then you can just punch them all out, and you know all the holes are going to be the same. You're not relying on people drilling holes accurately, punched in there. Everything's exactly the same. Some companies have laser cutters to do the same thing, but a laser cutter is a lot more expensive. And we don't need it. The turret punch does exactly what we need. So once we've punched out the blank, we then take it to either of the folding machines, so the pan brake or the brake press. And the brake press is fully programmable, so it'll have a program in there. If it's a repeat job, we program it in. Could be for a tray or a bracket or an enclosure panel, and then we just program it in, find the program number if you're going back to it, and away you go. Just feed them in one after another, and it'll just fold it, keep folding exactly the same. Whereas the brake press, you've got to fold each one individually. You can set the angle on there, but it's not programmable anywhere near as much as the other one. The brake press is capable of 3 millimeter, 6 millimeter, whereas the pan brake wouldn't go further than 3 millimeter on that.